Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and we are back for another episode in our consistency series. If you are new to this new series, don't worry. We just got started, and we're going to go for a long time. So in addition to our regular Monday and Saturday episodes, we are going to be talking every day in between about consistency. Specifically, we are going to be talking about how we apply
the practice of consistency in those moments where we just don't want to. We're not in the mood. Maybe we don't feel well. We're tired. We're overwhelmed. We're just in a bad mood. We're out of our normal rhythm and routine for any number of reasons. Because one of the great things that has come to so many of us, if not all of us, thanks to the internet, is we have more information than we ever have. But implementing that information is something altogether different. And at the same time, if we were to implement even 10% of all that we know we could do, all that we have in our minds, we would be transformed. Our health would be transformed. Our happiness would be transformed. Our families, our finances, our businesses, all of the above. And so that's really what we're trying to do with this short consistency series. So the consistency episodes, they're going to be really brief. Around 5 minutes, no more than 15 minutes every day, other than our normal Monday and Saturday regular episodes. And what I wanted to touch on today is the notion that you never win on defense. You never win on defense. Defense is important, but you don't win on defense. My husband, Chris, recently started playing rugby, and he's a big guy, right? And he's one of the oldest guys on the team. He says he's not the oldest because sometimes the coach plays and the coach is older than him. But I'll say he's the oldest guy on the team. And he's a great defender because he's big, because he's strong. But at the end of the day, you don't win on defense. Defense matters. And this is so true in our own lives because I think sometimes either we're only on defense or maybe it's just that we're not being intentional and strategic and we're not playing the offensive game, right? We're not taking control and we're just instead being reactive. When you're on defense in sports, you are generally reacting to what other people do and where other people go. And this happens so many times, even when we have really clear goals, even if we want to get really healthy, we're reacting to the fact that we've got an early morning meeting. We're reacting to the fact that the kids didn't finish their homework last night, or we're reacting to the fact that we don't feel like having eggs for breakfast. We're reacting to the fact that we're tired or our meeting ran late or we forgot to take the chicken out of the freezer to thaw it. But you don't win on defense. You have to have an offensive strategy. You have to have a game plan. And I don't think you need a game plan for the month or the year. In fact, I think those kinds of game plans, by and large, aren't really valuable. You need a game plan for today. You need a game plan for the next hour. Because you never win on defense. I've been sharing with you guys, and you can hear it in my voice, I have had a cold, and then this morning, Roman woke up sick, and I knew that that was going to change the plan for the day. But I didn't want to just be reactive to he's under the weather, and we're checking temps, and we're feeding things a little bit differently. I wanted to have a plan and a strategy. I took less than 5 minutes to get stuff for chicken soup in the crock pot. It cannot be easier. And that is a meal that will go probably 3 or 4 meals at least. And I knew that I'd probably be going to the grocery store to get him things that he needed for having a fever. And I need a plan for that. Because if I'm just reacting, I'm reacting to the fact that I'm tired. I'm reacting to the fact that I'm stressed. I'm reacting to the fact that my original plan is no longer the plan. You don't win on defense. You don't win on defense. So you have to be intentional and you have to be strategic. And that doesn't mean you need to have the whole week figured out. But you can have a plan for the next hour. You can have a plan for today. And understand that having a plan does not mean that the standard has to be perfection. The standard doesn't have to be perfection. In fact, I'm a big fan of the plan being a little bit better than yesterday. One question I was asking myself, we might even do one of these consistency series on it, but like, what's just a little bit better than normal? What's just a step above average? If today was an average day, what's something I can do to just tip the scale and make it a little bit better than average? don't let your idea of how today should go interfere with the fact that you can make it just a little bit better than it was yesterday. But you never win on defense. So stop having your days just be days of reacting to everything that happens and start to plan. Personally, that's why I use the Changemakers Journal. That's why I created it. Because I often have a plan for my work. For a long time, I didn't have a plan for my life outside of work. And I need both. I want both. I thrive with both. But you don't need to use that tool if that doesn't speak to you. You can be on offense. You can have an offensive strategy without a journal. But you never win on defense. See you tomorrow.